Hey everybody, it is your Daily Thought here with Coach Daily on a Monday, April 1st, 2024. Reading a few things from Arete, the book by Brian Johnson. Definitely wanted to get back into this and do a little better job of reading these lessons, these fantastic lessons. But this one came right off of page 81 here. Taking things for granted versus as granted. I love that. Taking things for granted versus as granted. So he talks about their continuing discussion here about some gratitude. He said, let's chat about another brilliant idea from Robert Emmons. This one is from his book, Gratitude Works. Professor Emmons tells us, think about and then write down these aspects of your life that you are prone to take for granted. Instead, take them as granted. I just love that distinction, he says. Ungrateful people tend to take things and people for granted. For example, we tend to take all of the astonishing modern benefits that make our lives possible for granted. Stuff like a warm house, a car, a smartphone, the internet, and all the other magical marvels of modern life. Robert tells us we'd be wise to move from taking people and things for granted to seeing them as granted. Let's think about that for a moment longer. I repeat, we can take the amazing people and goodness in our lives for granted or see them as granted. That may not sound like a big deal here, but it's a really big distinction. Okay? So taking things for granted compared to things as granted, I think that's a powerful, powerful difference, a new perspective, right? It's one of those things that, no, these are gifts. These are things we should be grateful for. You know, when we take things for granted, we don't think about them too often, right? We don't think about how thankful we are to have those things and people in our lives. And we don't tell those people, right? When we take people for granted, which I do all the time, and I'm thinking about it right now as I'm talking about this, I don't reach out to them. There are so many people, family too, extended family that I know I need to reach out to just to see how they're doing and just to tell them I love them and I appreciate them, right? When I shift my thinking, you know, that it's been granted to us, the gifts, they are gifts, the people, the things, right? When I feel that way and I look at it that way, that helps compel me to do something about it, about being grateful, about being thankful, about putting action behind the thought of how grateful I am for them and how thankful, right? And how I need to tell them, right? The things and people, there's a kind of a distinction there, right? I'm grateful for this book. I'm grateful for the internet. You know, as soon as I'm done recording, I got some smooth jazz on the TV going, music choice, right? I'm grateful for those things, right? I definitely will take those for granted, but I can't tell the book how much I appreciate them. I could reach out to the author, Brian Johnson, probably. Sean Casey and his buddy Chinch from the Mayor's Office podcast. They were the ones that I heard recommend this book, right? I can reach out to them and thank them. That's probably some things I need to do. So I love the distinction, right? Taking things for granted or taking things as granted, as given, as gifts. That little shift automatically starts seeing those things and people in a different light. And I like that. I like that. And hopefully this is something different for you too. Hopefully something that got triggered, that you're thinking about, that you're grateful for. And if it's people, you can tell them. If it's something that somebody made or wrote or played or recorded, reach out and thank those people too. I need to do more of that. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, hope things are going well. Keep your head up. Keep smiling. Keep trying. Keep looking for that spark and keep feeding it, right? Don't let the spark go out as far as those things that you're passionate for and the people in your life, right? So a lot of good things going on. You just got to see it and view it. Look for it and you will find it, okay? All right, you guys. Hey, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.